Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Michael Cusimano is here. He's our new friend. He's Sloan Management Distinguished Professor of Management at Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT Sloan School of Management. And he's the co-author of a new book called Strategy Rules, Five Timeless Elements from Bill Gates. You know who he is. Andy Grove. He's one of the digital technology's pioneers, and then of course Steve Jobs. You know who he is too. This is all about what we can learn from those guys. Michael Cusimano, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim, very much.
How am I doing on your last name there?
Yeah, I think you're doing fine. Cusimano, good Italian.
Cusimano.
Name.
Okay, I'll get you a strong U there. From now on, with a name like Blasingame, Michael, I try to pronounce other people's names right. So,
I do too.
Congratulations on the book. These three guys, now they're very interesting. I everybody knows who Bill Gates is. Everybody knows who Steve Jobs is. Andy Grove, you went to the Wayback Machine for him, didn't you?
Well, we did, but Andy. Those three guys, along with Andy, really set the stage for the personal computer and then moved into the Internet. But Andy was the CEO and chairman of Intel for many years.
Right.
And just stepped down as chairman, I think it was 2007 or so. He was also a Time Magazine Man of the Year, as was Bill Gates, but Steve Jobs never was.
Why do you think that's the case?
Yeah, I don't really know. You might guess that Apple actually struggled through most of its career under Steve. It went bankrupt.
All the way for 20 years, didn't they?
Yeah, for 20 years or so. So it was just really after 2004 that the company really picked up as it changed its strategy.
When it started making products that everybody would want to use, and of course I had a Macintosh in 1984. And used them for all the way till the early, for almost probably 16 or probably 18 years I used Macintoshes.
Yeah,
I remember a time when
the Mac was a great product. There's no question about that. So it was an earlier one, the Apple II. But Apple always built what we call closed products. They really were not.
Right.
They were very expensive. They were difficult for outsiders to build applications around. Not until they adopted what we call a platform strategy did the company really take off.
Here's what happened on that, as I remember, Michael. In the late 80s, probably 90% of all programmers were programming for Macintosh. Within 5 years, especially about that time when Windows came out to be, that completely flipped over. In about a five or ten year period, and when Apple stayed closed and Microsoft opened up, that really turned the tide for both of those companies, didn't it?
Yeah, no, it did.
And, what can we learn from that?
Well, one of the benefits is openness, and we make an argument in this book that if you're in what we call a platform market, it's the best platform that wins, not really the best product. No matter how good, elegant, or simple to use it is, and a platform should be essentially a product that is open, that other companies can adopt and build their own applications or services around, and also that's cheap enough, or at least at the right price, where a majority of users can adopt it. The Mac was always twice as expensive as a PC, for example. And it really lost out, not even to Windows, it lost out to clunky old DOS, essentially, back in the... So that's kind of lesson number one. But I think the other lesson from Apple is if you can combine some openness and partnerships with other companies to build around what you've done, plus have a great product design, that's unbeatable. And that's the Apple we've seen in the last 10 years.
Right. And do you think that when you look back on Jobs, do you think he learned that lesson? Do you think he just felt like he moved on to another phase, or do you think he actually said, okay, I've learned my lesson, I'm not going to do it the way I did before?
Well, he learned the lesson, but as we say, he learned it kicking and screaming, because it wasn't really his choice. He got overruled by his management team. And I guess this is something that's not really well known, or wasn't well known about the company.
You mean he got overruled when he came back?
Yeah, so he was
the first time the board fired him the first time.
Yeah, essentially he was fired in 1985. He came back in 1997 after running another company into the ground that did some nice technology,
Next.
Which Apple bought.
Right.
But it was really 2003 that he got overruled, and that was with the iPod. The original iPod and iTunes, which today are blockbusters, originally they could only be used with a Macintosh computer, and Mac users were about 2% of the world market.
Right.
So Jobs' idea was that, well, if he had a great iPod and iTunes, that would force more people to adopt the Mac.
Mm-hmm.
And so his market share went up from 2% to 3%, but the company was still struggling. So his management team overruled him on that, and in 2004 he became a convert, and he finally said, okay, we'll make iTunes the best Windows app ever built. But it took him almost a year to kind of make
right.
that transition.
Well, you know, one of the things that talking about being closed or open, one of the things we've learned in the last 10 or so years, at least 10 years, maybe more, with since the internet age, and that is that basically there's no such thing as cannibalization. You're better off if you open it up, and you're worse off if you try to be a proprietary and close. What do you think?
Well, we think there's a spectrum that you need to be, to some extent, you have to have something that's proprietary and
right.
something that keeps customers locked into your universe. If you're completely open and customers can switch to some other company effortlessly, then it really is hard to hold your advantage.
But you can't hold them with technology. You can only hold them with brand and with relevance. Today, in what I call the age of the customer, David, I mean, Michael, the only thing you can do is hold them with the way they feel about you. I don't think you can hold them with technology anymore. What do you think? Quick answer before we go to a break.
Yeah, more so. Yeah, you're becoming more right. The Internet, you can move things around on the Internet in ways you could not with a personal computer.
The book is called Strategy Rules. Michael Cusimano is the co-author, along with David Yoffe. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.